Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
This is the third live hour of a three-hour program, Barker Pathways, on Republic Broadcasting Network.org. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. On the basis of when we first started on chloramine causes collateral health damage, there were many researchers that had Mark Edwards at West Virginia. We had him, he was working in the EPA. He's the one that, before I went on air, we uncovered contaminants in the drinking water of Washington, D.C., and the increase of abortion rates in Washington, D.C., and the EPA fired him for exposing that. And that was, several years ago. There were real giants in research. And had done some research that, like at the National Exposure Research Laboratory at the, in the EPA, there was a researcher there, Dr. Richardson, who had uncovered the process of the contaminants. This was around 2006, and the contaminants in the air and water that were used to change the brain cells, and also what the chloramine added to the water and what it caused into the water itself. I had researched over for 2 to 3 years in terms of peer-reviewed medical records of humans. We're not talking about lab, but we're talking about humans that had been researched in the United States of America and in England and South America for the use of chlorine and chloramine, and how the cancer genes were changed, developed. And I did all that research on humans, reviewed what had happened. And so when I came on air, it was just assumed that, the government would never let that happen, and that the Public Utilities Commission was actually would be appalled at the idea of being able to transfer HIV in the water, and which is there are other retroviruses, number 60, which is connected to the virus system for causing obesity, for instance. We had a caller earlier, who was asking about Sleeping Beauty syndrome, which is a virus interconnection, And that's transmitted in the water as well, only as a medium. It's not the only one. So all that being said, I had a lot of actual research documents, of which were saved in the major conflagration of 191,000 acres being burned in Northern California, and untouched. The following research that was done by Dr. Plua, who was one of the really first researchers before I came aboard, who had uncovered the carcinogenic effects of bromide in the water that was being transmitted in the irrigation system for strawberries. I'm going to read you the abstract. This is of what I've been talking about for 10 years. This was untouched by fire or water, and I was stunned. I do have the reference, but I one of the listeners made sure that I had the actual copy of the research of chloramine in the drinking water. Now, I want you to be, I'm going to read you the abstract. This affects you and all the people that are out here in the world that think this doesn't affect them, walking through, like you take these floods, you take the old process of the rivers that are contaminated. Of course, we're in the plutonium area, the plutonium area of life that will last for around 1,500 years, of the radioactivity of the water, which are in the plutonium stage now of the Earth, where the water is contaminated with radioactivity. So the title of the work, understand now, this is in 2007, abstracts were done at the crop scientists at the University of Illinois and at the Exposure Research Laboratory at the EPA. And by the way, the person who was at the Exposure Laboratory was slid out of the EPA for this work, and was an expert researcher, and of course has gone on to become a professor at a leading university in the on the East Coast and in water. So, that being said, the title of the work is called "How Acetyl Nitriles." Excuse me. And the haloacetic nitriles are against the regulated haloacetic acids. Excuse me. The question of the abstract is, are nitrogen-containing disinfectant byproducts more toxic? Keep in mind that disinfectant byproducts are aftermath of the chloramine added to the drinking water, and they're carcinogenic. Now, the hydroacetic nitriles are toxic nitrogenous drinking water. Disinfectant byproducts. Hydroacetic nitriles are toxic nitrogenous drinking water byproducts. They are observed in chlorine, chloramine, and chlorine dioxide disinfection. Using microplate-based Chinese hamster ovaries are assays for the chronic cytotoxicity and acute genotoxicity. In other words, they change the genes, and they were analyzed with 7 haloacetonitriles. Idoacetonitrile, bromoacetonitrile, dibromoacetonitrile, bromoacetylchloronitrile, chloroacetonitrile, dichloroacetonitrile, trichloroacetonitrile. The cytotoxic potency and percentage values of ovaries are ranging from 2.8 micrometers to 0.16 millimeters in size, the descending rank order of the cancer. You have an induced acute genomic DNA damage See, right there is you're talking about dissemination of the population of the Earth right there. And the thing is, now you have a single-cell gel electrophoresis. Electrophoresis, of course, is a procedure to separate out by electricity different proteins within plasma and with blood itself. Now, the electrophoresis technology isolated out a genotoxicity potency from each of these chemicals of the disinfectant byproducts from drinking water. Now, the accompanying structure or the analysis of these HANs, which are haloacetonitriles, was in general agreement with the genotoxicity rank order. Now, understand that if you read chloramine-caused health damage, this is in chloramine-caused health damage. This is one of the references I had for the thousands of references that I put together, which went into the Nobel Prize Health Journalism Analysis, which I've been nominated 5 times for that front page, and which I didn't know existed, that unit of the Nobel Prize. I had no idea about that. I didn't, you know. But the point was that they understood the genotoxicity system. Now, you understand something. When Dr. John Holden went in front of from Stanford, went in front of the Senate subcommittee and became the science and technology czar for the concept of for President Obama, it was known with his own work that putting sterlins in the drinking water to decrease the population was his theme. He never hid that from the world. Where was the world? See, this is my point. This is, where was the world? Where were the people? Where you, is it okay for your babies to die? The people that are 70 to 80 year old now that sit in city councils and say, well, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to think about it. I mean, I just don't want to know. And I don't believe it. And that, you know, and then of course they put up the electron, you know, the electromagnetic fields and their frequencies. Why do you think that this abstract, I have just read you, the rank order of declining genotoxicity for each one of these iodoacetonitriles, which affect the radioactivity within your body, which is the formation of the haloacetonitrile. Now, to understand what's going on here, they have to continue with the abstract of the chemical class. The HANs are more toxic than the regulated carbon-based disinfectant byproducts, such as haloacetic acid. The toxicity of the nitrile disinfectant byproducts may become a health concern because of the increased use of the alternative disinfections, such as chloramines, which may enhance the formation of NDPs, including the HANs, unquote. Now, I have just read, it was Providence, that the listener gave me a clean copy, which I already had a copy, which was not destroyed. But the whole point is what I've just read you is the formation of the development of depopulation by chemicals. Clearly, it doesn't deny it. It's a 17-page document in the terms of the fact, and I have it in chloramine-caused health damage and on the homepage of RBN. It's been staring you in the face for 10 years. And the whole thing comes down to the fact of the thing, where is the public? Where is the attitude to want to live? Where is the problem? Well, people have asked me this before on air. I call it greed and misunderstanding of science, the lack of use of knowledge for their own benefit. Yes, and I know I don't want to talk about the banks because everybody gets upset. And in terms of, I'm not blaming the banks. The banks have been corrupt for so long, they don't even understand their own Dodd guidance, you know, for the Dodd-Frank bill. But the whole point is for suppressing banks. They have regulations as to how they allocate these funds. And the whole thing is that, let's say that you want to have on funding, everybody gets excited. I remember when Obama could give money to people, to the infrastructure, and to the whole process of that. No. And then you take the money back. Like you have the Water Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act, which covers this very subject. They lead for what are called trenchless products. You know what a trenchless product is? You reline the pipe. It's very ingenious. It's very good engineering. I talk about it every once in a while. I have whole shows I could do on it, but I decided to put it in my books. And the idea is that you can take and line the pipes in such a way to make that sewage system different from the halocetic acid. But the government has kept that under the covers. They don't want you to know about that. And so the whole thing comes down to the fact, why do you think that the unions, in their greed, they say, look, here's some money, here's some ranch, here's a car. I had not any more than a few weeks ago, you know, brand new Peugeot, French car, when I, in my heyday of when I was, oh, God, you know, a guy in every port, you know, the whole thing. I used to race cars, if you can believe it or not, yeah. And the Volkswagen had come out of a Porsche, the thing, yeah, this was done. This was in San Diego, California, you know, had the races. I was good at it. And I'd never do that again, you know. But I loved it. I love engines, you know, there's the process of it. And you say to yourself, well, what does that have to do with the water? Well, the Japanese, it has everything to do with it. The Japanese have built in Kashubi in North Tokyo. They control water underground system for a flood, in case there's a flood in Tokyo. This is a giant cavern of costs $2 billion underground flood system, and it's all electronic in terms of the thing. And they based the tunneling system they built this from ground up, and it looks like the inside of a pharaoh's Egyptian tomb. And the reason it looks that way is because that's what the Egyptians did. In other words, if you look at the statues of the gods that they had, and the ones that they thought were gods, of course, it has been shown that they were. They built everything to scale. So the giants had to have protection from what was the coming cosmic war, which gets us into another subject of the water. And the whole thing comes down to the fact they had the earth set in such a way, like you get these large giant stones under the ocean where the giants used to walk, and they have the hieroglyphics, they've got the artifacts, they've had them for years. And the Pope would never, years ago, the Popes, you know, they all hid this stuff, you know, and everything. Well, that gets me to what I want to talk about, which is a message that is in the form of a phage. A phage is a form of a process of a looking at it like a bacteria, but it has a shell to it, which is a crystal. And that crystal opens up and puts forth the message from that phage in disease and other forms of messages and in terms of DNA. There was a message which is called PIX174 DNA. And it's expected by the Japanese researchers for years that this was a language that is in the genome itself from extraterrestrial-type situations where they communicate with humans via the DNA code. And this is where I'm heading today. This is a whole 3 hours ago. They started out into the terms of the Internet of Water, and it becomes the thing in the formation of the new society. So the whole thing is oh, by the way, I turned the Porsche back. I better finish that. Anyway, but I can remember during the days of my car racing days, that was a time period. They didn't have CRISPR. In other words, you didn't have the technologies of CRISPR stands for Clustered Regulatory Interspace Short Palindromic Repeats of Genes. In other words, you can take one modification of a virus, the DNA from the virus, and change it. In other words, clip it out and place it somewhere else. We come back at the other end of the break. I'm going to go into the storing of data in DNA in the water. The call-in number is 800-313-9443.
The For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The Japanese had decided that they would use formations of design in the preparation for the great flood that's coming in Dashikabi. That's north of Tokyo. And it's to control the water around Tokyo in case of a flood. Now, the underground system is to control water around the capital, but it's also to control other forms of things that the Japanese are getting into, which is why they have different types of DNA codes, that they feel that the real message... This is a theory that the cosmic life is a form which I was going to talk about. I won't have time to talk about today, it looks like, in the formation of life itself in the primordial soup and the determinations of how you can have proto-amino acids which can be formed actually in minutes and has been done in experiments around the world. So the idea that maybe Pi X174 DNA carries a message and from another world. And many places, starting in 2001, there was a team in Mount Sinai School of Medicine when we were trying to do the chloramine work. You know, I was doing the research on humans, and that had been done by the government. We're talking about the United States government's own work, where they knew about the sperm breakages of males. They knew about the ovary changes. They knew about the codes. They knew about the changes that they could take it and they could change it out. Because, you see, the whole point was that the infrastructure has, you know, become deteriorated, and therefore they needed a disinfection to work. But that isn't the only reason. And, for instance, when Senator McConnell was asked, when I asked him about an infrastructure, and I said, well, I'm really glad, you know, President Trump's really interested in this. And he says, I'm not interested in it. You know, they don't want that. In other words, they have, the Representative Chow there giving the infrastructure presentation last week, and the idea that they want $1 trillion to work with it, which is what it's going to take, and for starters. And and the Senate, no, we don't want that or anything. But it sounds as if they don't want if you were a corrupt congressional person, you're in with a league of the unions that control the pipes, and you have the control of that, you know, it's big money. I've talked about that a lot and on my programs, the corruption that goes all the way through to the truckers and the rest of it. But the whole thing comes down to it because that's the business they're in, you see. They have to transport something to be able to, but if you put that into artificial intelligence, then, of course, you're taking away the equation of how you develop the corruption. So how do you do this? Well, you first of all discover to make DNA into a hard drive. In other words, you take and use the DNA of the body into a hard drive system. So the plasmid library at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine were 200 bytes of coded text. And they had music, and that had an image from a nursery rhyme, which was Mary Had a Little Lamb. And that was done in 2010. And then that synthesis was placed into the entire genome of the bacterium, which is Mycoplasma myocotis. And it came into 1.1 million base pairs of DNA codes translated from codes from another world. Now, Mycoplasma myocotis is a fungus which is highly effective to grow in dampness, and that is the fungus that's being used as a testing method in the water to change the codes in the human body. It's just you and me talking, so you know, don't worry about it. So you have you're just being changed, and this is where you get into the brain codes being changed and that type of thing. So in other words, you have in one drop of water, this is the third time it's been done, by the way, since 2010, is that you have 1.1 billion base pairs of a genetic code, and also you have all of the knowledge that's known in the world. You have 960 base pairs of data in one drop of water. You got 13 million oligonucleosides. There are 10 million oligonucleosides of the human body. That there have a subset of 13 million oligonucleosides stored in 200 million bits of data in DNA in a drop of water. You think about that. That's where it is now. And once you have, remember I keep talking about the liquid computer for the medical records. That's, in Sweden. And, of course, that will be part of MIT's program. So the Defense Advanced Research Projects of DARPA have to develop a DNA storage with molecules that compute, where they can perform operations through the interaction of those fragments of DNA and with other biochemical molecules. So if you can change the process of the DNA computer within the DNA from humans, You can also change the message and decipher the codes, which come from plasmas from outer space. And that is the next step of what I opened up the show with today in terms of the plasmid of the artificial intelligence and, of course, the DNA of the artificial intelligence. Now, I hope you take this in carefully, because I'm going to be talking and writing a lot about this. And I'm going to give you the codes, not today, but it will be in my writings, of what the codes are for the change of the human body to survive in the new Earth. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now...
Before the break, what I wanted to introduce is the fact that from the codes and the formation of this, there is a cosmic observatory that is being built as we speak of the new web the Webb Observatory that will go in space. And the Webb Observatory will be seeking out the determination of these codes that I'm bringing to from the water in the body and the determination of the formation of life in outer space, which has already been detected. Of course, that's just me and you talking right now, so you don't, you know. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that what we're dealing with is a race against time of determining the Webb Observatory is quite large. Just visualize if a football field and the size, you would get a good diameter of what the Webb Observatory is, one of the largest ones that's been made on Earth. And its whole function is the determination of not only to find the water, but you see what I'm working with in terms that the water is the code. If you already have the determination of the DNA from another planetary soup, in terms of the fact, you can validate that by just drawing, you have your blood drawn and do your clinical biochemical workup on the metals that you normally have in your body, and plus what your electrolyte balance is, and you'll have the actual ingredients of a meteorite. So the next meteorite system is it's actually going in the formation of a different planet. In other words, if you have NASA has already shot the spacecraft, the idea was that it would go toward the asteroid Bennu, and it's to reach the asteroid Bennu, B-E-N-N-U, next August. And on that surface of this particular asteroid is all of the codes that we've been discussing today that are in the water, the process of the hybrid artificial intelligence human. So what we have here, of course, that's just you and I talking right now. So the whole thing comes down to the fact the way that's going to be extracted is by dust, the very thing that I have to stay away from. But the whole thing is that code system of the Osiris is called the Osiris Rex. And the Osiris Rex is the satellite specially made to circulate the sun in the Earth's orbit. In other words, my dedication of the first hour to the scientist who developed the Einstein to put Einstein's idea of having the sun as the form of the cosmic eye for the energy to guide the codes, because Einstein was the one who formulated the concept that the code existed, and then it was discovered, and then it was formed, and then people took upon it and said, well, we have a way now to depopulate the Earth. It's through the water. And that's where I'm going to leave that part of that story until when I get it in my book. From here on in, this part of that story goes into the book. And then you'll have to read that, because what I'm going to say is the determination of what's called the Prophecy 6. It's a formation of what's called the Prophecy 6 from the Water 7, which is the formation of the primordial water coming from diamonds as a change of the hydrogen angle of the water itself. Okay, that being said, I want to apologize for our listeners that are on waiting to call this program. We have Murr from Wisconsin. Murr, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Thank you for calling the program.
Hi, Dr. Nguyen.
Yes,
it's been a while since I talked to you. Thank you for taking my call. I couldn't help but think of William Mills Tompkins. He was 94, passed away recently, but he was sharp as a tack. And the one of the things he said was, I would be playing in my room with the trucks, toy trucks, and the next minute I'd be in a spaceship looking at all the controls and things in the spaceship, he went on and elaborated about. And the next minute he was back in his room again. And I was thinking that probably was part of his cosmic DNA. His mother, he worked with Nordics, and apparently his mother was a Nordic. And people need to get it through their heads that this planet, like a cell in the body of the universe, interacts with all the other cells.
That's right. That's the truth,
We've mentioned that before. But I put in parkerspathways.chatango.com links to Mr. Tompkins' work. He has a book, too, but there were lots of interviews that Jeff Rentz did, and he put it all in one grouping, so it's easy to pick up, and I'll email that to you, too.
Thank you.
But that was the main thing I wanted to talk about, except that Einstein annoys me because he was a fraud, and he was on the evil side of things. So I know there's a lot more good things that we're not hearing about because the media is owned by the same evil ones.
That's why I'm putting this out, because this is the real
it.
World, you know?
Yep.
This is the real
thing. I love it. Things are turning. People are losing their fear, and the ones that cause the fear are starting to be fearful,
as it should be. That's exactly right.
Yeah. We're all blessed to be alive at this time. I'll let you go. I don't want to use up any more time. I could probably talk to you for hours or listen to you some more for hours.
Well,
but I'll email that link to you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
I appreciate everything.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we have another caller. We just have a very short time on. I want to make sure I get in. Coman from New Mexico. Have I pronouncing your name right?
Thomas from New Mexico. Dr. Parker.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for calling, by the way.
Good. Thank you. Thomas from New Mexico. Dr. Parker, it's an honor to speak with you. I called you up before, and I'd like to share something. Also, I do agree with that last caller about Einstein. Yes, about what she mentioned about Einstein. And also, I wanted to share something. It may sound like it's off the topic, but it isn't, because of my anger inside, because I feel like they don't have a right to do this. I have internal bleeding from the towers, microwave towers. About 30 minutes before I called you, I heard that knocking on the wall again. I know what it's from. It's the V2K. It'll sound like someone's walking on the roof or someone's knocking on the walls to annoy me. And then I was frozen for about a half an hour, and I couldn't move. But a lot of people think, and there was a person by the name, longtime listeners of RBN, will know who I'm talking about. And if you research, and the title of this, it's on the blog, and it's called Cracking the Cult of the Constitution. And it's written by Clint Richardson. He got truth out there. And I did a broadcast with Ralph Epperson. They took me down. They attacked me, and they took my website down. I did a broadcast with Ralph Epperson that was on with Bill Cooper before. Ralph Epperson, an author, writer in Arizona. And both Ralph Epperson confirmed, and also Clint Richardson confirmed, that the Constitution of the United States is not a Christian document. It's kind of controversial to a lot of people because we've been brainwashed that the Constitution is for our freedom, and the flag of the United States, believe it or not, is a Masonic flag. 13 is a Masonic number, Freemason number of the flag. So the news that they got out about the NFL players are not showing disrespect by kneeling. Actually, they don't like Trump bullying. The NFL players don't like the bullying of Trump, that they got to stand for, because the reason why I'm sharing this is because I'm angry as a person being radiated by the towers. I was brainwashed when I was younger, thinking that patriotism, and there was another host, by the way, that used to have been on RBN that tried to share some of what I'm talking about that that this patriotism, what the patriotism, and when you say Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, it's to get people to stand with the new world order government that we have right now. It's not future, it's right now. With the artificial intelligence and what they're doing with the global brain and the killing of everybody, the military has never been for our freedom. The military is in place, and Clint Richardson got this out, by the way, also. The military is put there in place to keep continuity of government. It is not for our freedom. Us, the citizens, are the straw man, and we are the enemies to this government system, corporations that have taken over, that are forcing their agenda on us. And yes, the water is poison. The house that I'm out at Tijeras, New Mexico, in the Manzano Mountains, there is a reptilian base, deep underground military base on the other side of the Manzano Mountains out here by Kirtland Air Force Base, and they're shooting lasers, Kirtland Air Force Base testing lasers on the people, and I believe the reptilians for people that I believe people may disagree with me, but I believe that the reptilians are demonic entities, and they are real, and the reptilians use frequencies to kill. If you research Phil Snyder got shot with frequencies. This is fallen angel technology, the cell towers, the frequencies, and the nanotechnology and the chemtrails and the toxic metals and the well water, even out here in the Manzano Mountains, is poison. I could taste it. It tastes like crap, the water. It's not city water. It's poison. And I also heard that the Freemason mayor of Albuquerque, that they're planning on putting, that they're planning, I think they stopped it for a while, but they claim, but they're planning on putting fluoride in water again. And I have internal bleeding from the frequencies. I've been targeted for a long time. I did not know I was targeted until 2016.
By the way, Thomas, I have to go right now, but the reason I've let you talk...
Thank you, Dr. Parker, for taking my call, and I really highly respect you. I wish I could get your number. I wish I could give you my number. I would love to talk to you. I really have a high respect for you, and I'll let you go.
Yeah. By the way, I want to make sure before you go, I only have seconds, but first of all, the reason I'm letting you talk about this is because... You see, you're talking about something that I happen to know quite a bit about, you know, particularly what you're talking about at Kirtland Air Force Base and other things. But you see, you're the real person that is being affected. In other words, and everything that a person says on the earth, even they say in the Akashic Record, if you believe in that, that everything is the formation of it, like the Buddhists believe in that. Everything is formed by the sound, by cause and effect. And in other words, when we say a word and we put the force out, that it stays out there in that atmosphere.
And that's been shown by science and parapsychology. That has been shown. And the reason that you have a lot of truth in what you're saying is because it's truth because other people don't believe it. Do you understand what that thinking is? In other words, you'll say something to other people. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you can tell. I always say to people, when people ask, they say, well, how did you survive, you know? And I preface what I tell them. I say, you know, when you tell people the truth, they usually don't believe you, and they don't. In other words, so this is why I always tell the truth, because I figure that nobody's going to believe it, and then it'll take them about 3 days to figure it out that something happened to them. You see what I'm saying? So the thing is, so this is exactly what you're doing, and I appreciate your call, and I want you to call again, and you can look on the bio and get my email, and you email me with your thoughts, and I'll respect what you're doing, and you call again. You call again. I have to go now.
Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Years ago, we had a caller, Jeff from Idaho, and he was talking about a person in the water that's working in physics and doesn't believe in the fourth dimension. But the whole point of the 3 hours is the formation of the fact of the thought that I'm going to give you. that the mass of identical cells to build a brain, that consciousness itself actually may be a shadow of a higher dimensional structure of a fourth dimension. And that's been shown, that that possibility exists. There are 8 million connections between each half a millimeter wide of each form of the formulation of the brain. This landscape of this idea of the artificial intelligence of the cosmic brain, which is going on now, came and was written about in Edward Abbott's book, which was saved, as by the way, it was required reading, called Flatland. It was written in 1884. And it was the formation where he ascertained the formation of the outcome of the brain connectivity of each neuron. That each neuron, when it's compacted, in other words, the distance between the inner link of each one of these networks, is a formation of the Blue Brain Project, which is going on at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Lausanne, of which I am one of the advisors. The formation of this brain as a neurological organization is to delve into the formation in my world of spirituality and the soul itself. In other words, when the hint that I got was absolutely off the fact when the elites were saying, we were talking about on Parker Pathways about the soul after death and the end of life direction in the death panel of Obamacare. It specifically says, and I said to this my audience, that the fact of the sign-off with the physician is a formation as if they could capture another plasma. The plasma they were talking about in the Obamacare was the capture of the soul, which is everyone's been trying that for centuries. But the formation of being able on the Blue Brain Project is the idea that the digital simulation of the brain can be applied to a different algorithm. So in other words, if you have, I open my show with artificial intelligence and the robot, and you have the 8-ton robot from South Korea for war, the whole process is the fact, though, that the person who is developing that is a separate brain. So in other words, if you have the connectivity to the soul to have that information, then the information is indeed in the cosmic as a hypothesis. And that thought I'm going to leave with you on Parker Pathways on October 15, 2017. And I presented to you the potential Nobel Prize thought of the molecular DNA of the cosmos for you to think and add to your everyday water and food determinations, because that's how they're giving it to you. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I want to thank my producer, and I want to thank the station, and I want to thank my listeners, and I want to give a cosmic thought kiss to the cosmic feminine. We'll see you next week on Parker Pathways, 10 to 1 Central Time, on Republic Broadcasting Network in the United States of America. See you next week.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.